Well, the real story is this. We got together. We got to know each other. We got to together over dinner, and I was telling him some football stories. He's a younger guy, and he wanted to hear all about Iowa football. So I was telling him some stories. About halfway through the storytelling, he stops me, and he says, "Hey, Chuck, have you ever thought about writing a book? I think this is ripe for a book now. I'm a passionate writer. I love to write. I know I can do this. Would you want to do it?" And I said, "Well, Aaron," I said, "you know, I'm 50 now. I'm thinking I'm going to wait till I'm like 70 before I write a book." He goes, "70? No one's going to remember you then." So that was the joke we always tell each other. And I said, "Yeah, you're right." So about 2 weeks later, I called him up and I said, "Hey, let's do this. If you're willing to do it, let's do it." To Aaron's credit, he put a lot of manpower into it. He put about 2.5 years of research and writing into it. Stayed up late nights, burned about 1,000 hours, and he has a young family, so he was working his day job, he was getting family time, and he was staying up late and on the weekends doing this book. So all the credit goes to him. I just provided all the information and newspaper clippings from the Big Peach and the Sioux City Journal to Cedar Rapids Gazette, but he put it all together along with the interviews and came out with a masterful book.